podcast is called Okay Stupid.
Welcome to Okay Stupid, the horniest podcast in Brooklyn.
Labor Day edition.
Oh yeah, we're working through a holiday.
Oh yeah, yeah. No days off for us in the unpaid podcasting world.
Yeah,
but that's all about to change.
That's all about to change. Soon, my podcast will be my main source of income.
Yeah,
no,
my only source.
So this podcast is going to come out, and the Patreon will be up.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a prediction for how many thousands of dollars we're going to have?
Okay. I bet you guys.
It's going to, it's a 1 week in.
Okay. I bet you guys $4 that we're going to have,
four-fifths of one stupid slut.
800 subscribers.
I think we're going to have at least, two of my parents, two of Harry's parents. Okay, we're going to have at least five $15 subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
And they're all going to be related to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And forbade to listen.
Yeah. Harry, what do you think? We're each betting $4 on our thing happening.
Right.
So we're all putting money into the pool.
What's that called? The Price is Right.
And I just like giving up money, so...
I think if we have 20 people, I will be very proud of us.
Okay.
First day?
20 is first week, the lottery.
Yeah.
That'd be
I'll be like, we're doing it. Anything, if we got under 7, I will be disappointed.
Yeah.
And anywhere in between, I think I'll be like, okay.
Does Joe Rogan have a Patreon?
No.
Really?
No, because he's signed to Spotify.
Oh. Yeah.
We watched a little bit, and I didn't realize you could watch his podcast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we got high and watched the Miley Cyrus episode.
Loved it.
Yeah.
And now I want to just watch pod. It, engages all my ADD sensibilities.
Well, I don't know if it would if it wasn't Miley.
That's true. That's true. It's
she
not
was
like
being
it's
so captivating.
It's not like it was the Ben Shapiro episode.
Yeah, or Elon Musk. I'm not going to watch him talk for 4 hours.
Yeah. Joe definitely is the least interesting person probably every time.
Yeah, he's like a blank wall. It's like they're playing squash.
And he just kept telling her to exercise, and she was like, I do.
Yeah, he was like, your voice is pretty fucked up.
He's like, you've got to have a fucked up brain for being famous that young. And she was like, yeah, I know. I've been to doctors.
Yeah, he's really boring.
But how's everyone doing this fine Saturday?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. One thing I do want to say about Joe Rogan is what do you think it says about the world that he is sort of this prolific, popular podcast?
Well, I think I was thinking about Marin and how Marin is also a prolific podcaster, but
right.
He's not a podcaster. He's an interviewer,
right.
And he's a good interviewer because he just asks a simple question and then lets them talk for a long time.
Right.
Which is a good interviewing skill, but I don't think that should make him a prolific person.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
sense? Always just assumed it's because he was the first guy to ever have a podcast.
Right.
Well,
I do kind of think it's possible that they were just sad and frustrated in their career at the exact moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like us. Well, sometimes someone will be saying that about us.
There you have it.
Yeah. Totally.
Has Obama been on Joe Rogan or just on Marin?
I don't think he would do Rogan.
Yeah.
I listened to that Obama Marin episode in 2018 and cried at work.
Bring him back.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I'm kind of staring at Harry's coffee table Obama and intimate portrait book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beneath the Kamala, the truth we hold.
You got to read about the characters.
Well, I love Obama and Kamala Harris.
Yeah. And Pete Souza.
Mm-hmm. And I also have Chase's memoir under there. You can't see it, though.
Who?
Chase Buttigieg. His memoir.
Chasten?
It's not Chase?
Pete's husband?
It's Chasten?
You wrote the memoir?
Wow.
You don't know his name? I don't know his name.
No, to be clear, I do not have the memoir. That was a joke.
It's wow, you're going to get Chasten's name wrong during one of our gay apps? Hey, get out!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had
nice.
A friend, and this is a friend of yours, Chase, too, tell us that she read Colin Jost's memoir. And then our other friend was like, oh, yeah, me too. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong? Are we friends?
Who is that? I don't even know. Okay.
Colin Jost? I'm gonna... He's Weekend Update.
The SNL guy who's dating Scarlett Johansson.
He's got, he is the most boring person alive. I went to see him perform live in Chicago and I met him and he was so boring.
And our peers are reading his book.
I think I might have read his book.
Well, it just came out. A Very Punchable Face.
Oh, God.
Which is the name of it?
His marketing team.
I read Modern Love by Aziz Ansari.
I read them all, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then you give them to me.
Yeah.
I have like...
I buy every single one. I go to the Strand to buy those.
I've got your Joan Rivers. I've got your David Spade.
Yeah, I'm sure I gave you my Steve Martin.
That one came with big ups from you, actually.
Big ups? What's that mean again?
You just liked it a lot. I don't know. Really? I couldn't think of a better word. Big ups? Two thumbs ups?
It was really depressing, for sure. Mm. Anyway. Well, should we bring our guests in?
Yeah. yeah, so I will bring in a dear friend of ours from college. Unfortunately, he lives on the other coast, so this is special. We're doing our very first San Francisco episode.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the fans.
Our San Franciscoans.
To all the fan Franciscos. And we're so excited to have him here. He's gone viral many times. He's a genius. He's a visionary. Please welcome Chase.
Hi, Chase.
Hey, how's it going?
And here with Chase today, we have also a wonderful friend, kind of a former shelf client. I used to work for this person, hanging shelves in their room for one day, and they now live in San Francisco, unfortunately, but maybe fortunately for Chase. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Austin.
Hello.
And now you have a different shelf guy, presumably.
Yeah.
I don't have shelves anymore, so I need to hire you again.
Yeah. I'll come next time I'm home.
Yeah. Fly her out.
Yeah, good point. Fly me out.
Do you guys want to
introduce yourselves for us?
Yeah, tell us your name, your vibe, your job.
I'm Chase. My vibe, I'd say I'm fun and sporty.
And flirty, also?
And flirty. And I am currently working as a product designer at a big tech company.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Go tech.
Ambiguous. Oh, am I going now? Okay, cool. I can go. Word. I'm Austin. I already said that. My vibe. Like a little Midwestern, but a little New York, not really Californian at all. It's really nice to be here. I'm always down.
Where are you from, Austin? Ride,
you know? I'm from the north suburbs of Chicago. Oh, okay. I'm saying that because if I said Chicago, someone asked me where, and then they'd be pissed. My dad like lives in Hyde Park, so like downtown close. So I can kind of claim it.
Nice.
Then what was the last question? Oh, where do I work? I do like music rights management at a big tech company.
Go tech.
Big tech.
Yeah. Big tech. We love it.
Heard of it?
Yeah, that's great. So you're kind of connected by two totally separate things, which is working in tech and living in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. How unique.
Yeah. And being gay, which is also, you know,
that's true. That's
another San Francisco quality.
Yeah. And a personality. I forgot that. That's a vibe, I guess. I'm gay.
Totally.
It's my vibe.
Okay. What is your guys' favorite word for sex?
I have one that I don't use a lot, but my friends use a lot.
Okay, what is it?
And I am totally pro safe sex, so don't think that this isn't that. But rawing? Like, he rawed him, she rawed her. Like, they rawed. There's something so visceral about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard
but not necessarily, dog. Like, unsafe.
Yeah. I can kind of hear sex sounds in my head when you say that.
Totally. R-A-W, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it specifically sex without a condom in your mind?
No.
It's supposed to be, right?
In my mind, it's just like intense, yummy, good sex.
Raw. Yeah, that's great.
That's a good one.
Okay. Okay, Austin.
Oh, not me. Weird. I usually say smashed.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, that is a good one.
I go to. I usually say like fuck or smash, to be honest. Like my parents use Nookie.
Nookie?
Yeah, Nookie.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Which I feel like is I don't even know how to like.
Can you use it in a sentence that your parents would say? Like how did you find out that your parents use this word?
It would be like they'd be like talking about like some like old school like R&B song or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, like not saying like Whoopi, because I feel like that'd be like you could like replace Whoopi with Nookie if you're black, essentially, I would say. So it's like, oh yeah, Nookie, yeah, to this song for sure. I don't know, but like I don't even know how to talk to my parents. It's a wild.
Totally.
Yeah, no, yeah. I can tell you what my parents call sex. As far as I'm concerned, they've never had it.
My dad called it making love. And he only referred to it in an educational way.
I'm dead.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, I remember being sat down for the sex talk and said, you need to learn about making love.
That's interesting. I never had a sex talk from my parents.
I didn't either.
I didn't know it was happening until years later.
Yeah, they just kind of like public school. Handle that one not well.
I feel like the closest thing I ever had to a sex talk was my dad telling me to stop watching porn.
When was that?
And I just immediately started crying. I was like, I do not want to be talking about this. I was like, I'm sorry, never again.
Oh no.
When was that?
Middle school.
Okay. Is that because he caught you?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I never understand how he knew. I don't understand.
Lucky guess. He must have looked on your computer.
But I had like a password, right? Did we have passwords?
The password was porn.
Yeah, we did.
No, but I mean, I was like clear history, incognito. I got to the point where I would log out of my, big tech. I would log out of my account on my laptop and like sign into my laptop as a guest. Yeah.
Okay, and you were paranoid Safari. Like me.
Totally. I was so stressed.
Whoa, so there really is no way that he knew from that.
Yeah, but then it happened. We had another conversation like 3 months later and I cried again.
Maybe it went like your Wi-Fi sent a report when it was happening. Like you can set up a network to be safe from that stuff.
I think that's a really good theory because I remember him changing the Wi-Fi password and it coincided with the time that I started logging into guests. And I was like, oh, damn. Thanks. Someone else is using our account to watch these videos.
Yeah.
We had a, at my senior year, we had a house and somebody... Over the summer, we subletted it to people, and some of the people we subletted were like exchange students. Mm-hmm. And got an email that somebody had illegally downloaded the movie Halloween. And it was like, no big deal. We just reach out to them like, hey, just so you know, somebody illegally downloaded this movie Halloween. Like, just don't do it again. It's fine, whatever. And this guy responded being like, I'm so sorry. I accidentally clicked on this porn link. I don't watch porn. That I'm not a porn consumer. Like it was an accident. It popped up. And, like there was just obviously a huge misunderstanding that involved in this guy telling us he did that.
Oh my God.
Overshare.
Yeah.
For yeah. sure.
That was always going to be my excuse with my dad. Like in my head, I was like, oh, like I'm never going to search the word porn. Like I'm going to search very like obscure terms that get me to porn links and then I'll click it and be like, whoops, like didn't mean to click it. In a way that I vividly remember searching Russian army invades because I knew that there was this porn video. There's a video called Russian Army Invades Tight Ass. But I was like, oh, if I Google Russian Army Invades, it's like history. And like I accidentally clicked on like 10th link that's Russian Army Invades Tight Ass. And I was like, oh, great excuse.
Honestly, genius.
Totally.
Oh my God. Austin, do you have any traumatic memories like these?
I'm actually crying. No, I really don't. I got a laptop when I was in like sixth grade, and they like trusted me, which is so dumb. And like I broke one laptop, and they brought it to like Geek Squad or whatever. And they're like, we found like a lot of like porn on there, like a lot of just like gay men. I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. My mom's like, okay. She just took it. And I was like, y'all are so dumb. But yeah, I know. I was like, come on, Geek Squad, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's really lame.
They're not allies.
Yeah. No, they're definitely not allies. I mean, it was Chicago in like, what, 2007?
Enough
said. Yeah, right.
I remember when I was in third grade, we didn't know what porn was or like what it was for. And we definitely weren't looking it up in like a sexual way, but we found out about it. But the only kind that like me and this girl who were good friends, but she heard it like from someone else. And the only kind she had heard of was like, it was like, if you Google the word suck, and then press Google images, or it was like boy sucking. I don't know, but somehow it was like a gay porn website. And that was the only thing that we knew existed were pictures of men sucking other men's dicks. And so we were just like scrolling through pages and pages, and it was almost the same pose every time too. Like, I really don't know what we looked up, but I have the memory of the page, and some of them were like outside in nature. And she was like, we're going to get in trouble. And I was like, no, you're not going to get in trouble. Like, we're at her house. Anyway, her dad found it the next day. She got in huge trouble.
Yeah, we got in trouble for Google image searching. Big butt, big boobs. Like, just the most innocuous. So honestly, cute searches.
That's really funny.
I found porn for the first time by typing in a online cheat code website incorrectly. It was gamewinners.com, and I typed in gamewiners.com.
Game Wieners.
Game Wieners.
And that's a porn site.
Wow. I would never guess it, I guess. Yeah. Okay, well, should we do first guess?
Yeah, let's do that one. Wait a minute.
Okay. Do you guys want to tell us about your first kiss and where are they now? And if you're interested, you could also do your first queer kiss if it's a different one.
See, inclusive. You love that.
Yeah. You know, if they're two separate good stories or if they're one good story or whatever you want.
My first one was this Polish girl, Marta Buczynski. Wow. I have no idea where she is, to be honest. Probably raving. I feel like a lot of people like rave in Chicago still. Yeah. First queer one was this like white breakdancing boy from like Colorado who was like visiting like campus for some gay conference or whatever and just like randomly came to our house. It was like breakdancing. I was like, I don't know why I was so into it, but I was like, oh, I'm so here for this. So I need to talk to this person. And they look like they don't go to my school, so that's like perfect. So I just started making out. At some point.
Wait, where were you?
And then everyone's
you?
Like, oh, Austin's gay. Like, they didn't even know I was gay at that point. So,
wow, like, it came out with hot. A splash. I love that.
Honestly, had to. Wait, what?
Where were you? Yeah.
I was in my a cappella group's house.
Oh, okay, like in college.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, a cappella.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Which a cappella group were you in? Do you mind saying?
No, the Baker's Dozen.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch Yale a cappella on YouTube.
Fangirl.
LOL.
In high school.
Shocked.
It was my dream school, and when I did my homework, I listened to Yale a cappella.
Honestly, just so relieved you didn't say whiffin' poofs or whatever they're
yeah.
called.
Oh my God. I got ghosted by a whiffin' poof once.
Look, they are too big for their britches.
Oh no, baby. Are you okay?
No, it really hurt my feelings.
Wait, who?
Harry, can we bleep it out?
Sure.
Do you know him?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ew, wait, I shouldn't say that. I mean,
we'll bleep out the name.
I don't care.
Yeah, yeah really that's don't. What Laura like said too.
But dodged a bullet.
Yeah. Oh, Laura, Miss Laura Kelly.
Yeah, shout out to Little Miss,
friend of the pod.
Yeah, friend of the pod for sure.
Okay, cool. Chase.
My first kiss was with my eighth grade girlfriend of 4 weeks. She and I were the two leads in our school's rendition of Bye Bye Birdie. And wow. In the musical, she and I were married and the musical ends. Like in our version of it, it's like Conrad Birdie's producer is the main character, who that is what I was. And I like sing a song to her. And at the very end of the play, I asked her to be my girlfriend, and then two weeks later, which I'm like, okay, 2 weeks later at the school dance, and she and I were like totally like goody two shoes, both of us. And she and I covertly kissed at the school dance, and we were truly in the mindset that like you had to spell the whole alphabet, like go into cursive if you want to. And we stop making out, and she like darts for the bathroom with her like gaggle of four friends. And I was just left there alone. I was kind of like, okay, like I guess that was my first kiss. Like, like boys, roll out. Let's go to the bathroom, I guess. But no, and yeah, Jenny is now, she's so sweet, living on the East Coast. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about her life.
That's natural.
Yeah, that's sweet. I feel like that does always happen with like the gaggle of like where the girl will get like picked up after the first kiss, and it's like, oh, you're just gonna leave him? You just did something so cute.
Well, the girlie's got a dish.
Yeah, so true. They go in another room to be like, it was slimy.
I mean, and I got so self-conscious. I was like, what are they saying?
Of
like,
of course.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. And you were so cute in eighth grade. I've seen pictures of you. You had like curly hair. Oh, so cute. Okay. Do you guys want to ask each other the questions that you would ask on a typical first date? Did I prep you for this?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, good.
Do you have one, Austin, or do you
want
me to go?
I was not prepped.
I have forgotten to text you this.
No, you're totally fine, girl.
Sorry. So you'll have so much time to come up with it, though. But if you want to ask a question that...
So I feel like it can just randomly come up with shit, right?
Yeah, you can wing it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. There's, you don't have to have come up with that ahead of time. In fact, I think a lot of people don't. Anyway.
I do have one. I have one that I did come up with beforehand.
Okay, great.
Okay, what was something that you learned way too late in your life? Oh. Like you learned it and you were immediately like, how could I have lived this long without knowing it?
Damn.
And it can be like either as small as like, for me, I really learned that the word cannot is one word, like in like end of high school. Now, that blew my mind. Like truly, I was like, I have been writing this as two words for the longest time.
Wow.
It's so crazy to me. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I learned how to
I don't know why that is. No, you go. You go. It's your podcast.
Mine was just to ease you in. I learned how to open a can when I was 21 from a YouTube video.
I learned how to plunge a toilet this year.
There you go. From a YouTube video?
No, from my hot boyfriend.
That's the toilet I had clogged. A romantic activity to do.
Yeah, I clogged his toilet and we had just started dating and he had to tell me how to do it through the door because I wouldn't let him in. Anyway, sorry. Hopefully that gave you some time to think.
I actually wasn't thinking. Let me think.
I was active listening.
Yeah, I really love to listen. I probably play an instrument, honestly. I've been playing one during quarantine because there's nothing to do, but it kind of hits and it just makes music better when you understand how people are doing something. So
wait, that, so you learned, you picked it up during quarantine?
Yeah, I'm one of those like productive hoes during quarantine. I'm just like, the world's always burning, so I actually don't feel quite different. And I am very social, but I think like I usually over index on social, so it's nice to like take a break. But I mean, like, I'm getting fucking over this like 6 month period that we've been indoors.
And what instrument is it?
A guitar.
Nice.
So I just bought an electric guitar because I guess like quarter life crisis vibes, you know.
Totally.
So, that is fun. Yeah. I've been trying to relearn basically just by playing Phoebe Bridgers songs on the guitar. But it's kind of fun.
Yeah, how have you been learning?
A lot of like YouTube videos, and then I've been doing a lot of like theories, really fucking boring, but it's the only way to actually like know what's going on,
right?
I guess. And then I'll just like listen to things and I'll just like play it back or whatever, and then I have like a loop pedal and I'll just like jam.
Cool.
Wait, that's so cool.
You know, yeah, no, so it's fun. It's been really cute. But yeah, I feel like it would have just been nicer to do that because I've always liked music. Like, I work in music, so.
Yeah,
but I don't know, like when your parents tell you to like play piano or like do something, you're like not really here for it. But when you like discover something yourself, you're like, okay, wait, no, this is dope. Yeah. I wish I wasn't like a corporate girl just like playing guitar somewhere.
Yeah. Dude, I hated piano growing up.
Yeah, me too.
So much so that my mom had to tell the sweet terrible. Old lady who taught us, she was like, look, my girls, they're just not going to practice. And they're going to come here once a week and they're going to just play. And they don't have to be in recitals. But it was torture. And I'm hating myself for it now. Because
yeah, I'd cry every time my mom made me practice.
Yeah. I'd probably be better at math now if I'd stuck with it.
Yeah, bigger brain. Mm-hmm. Well, Chase, you bought like a embroidery machine to use during quarantine, right?
Yeah, like that was my big quarantine purchase. I was like, I'm gonna sew a ton, and I really haven't used it.
Yeah, really? You made some really cool stuff when you got it, though.
Yeah, like definitely got it, and there was a 2-week period where I was hyped, and like every night after work, I was like, yes, like let me sew something, let me embroider something. But then, it's really dropped off. I'm trying to pick it back up right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Were you like making clothes or pillows?
It was more like making decals that I could embroider automatically into like t-shirts or like hats.
Oh, cool.
Damn, that is cool.
Yeah, it's so sweet. You like design something on the computer and then you can use it like a printer, basically, but embroidery.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
that's cool as hell.
And I was like, oh, that'd be really useful to have.
Yeah.
But I haven't used it.
Yeah. You could make merch for OK Stupid.
Yeah, exactly. You inspired me to I bought an embroidery loom, which is actually quite different, but I did it because I thought of it because you have the machine.
That's beautiful. Right now I'm like really my friend's trying to convince me to buy a rug gun, which is like this machine that you can use to basically make a rug very easily.
Oh.
It like shoots yarn into a canvas and I'm like really worried that I'm going to buy it and then it's just going to be another thing that I don't really use that much. And then suddenly I'm like, great, now I have this rug gun and a sewing machine and all these other projects I kind of started but never completed.
Right. So I guess get back into the, is that you're going to get back into the embroidery machine instead?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. I can't wait to see what you make. He was making really cool stuff.
Hey, thanks.
What was the question?
Well, something you've learned.
Yeah.
Oh, late in life.
Yeah.
Do you have anything, Harry?
The only thing that came to mind when you posed the question is I do always find that once my fashion style has evolved past something, I found the perfect store for the previous fashion style. And I feel like that has happened throughout my life. Like right when I was done wearing like basketball jerseys and stuff, I found like perfect store to find basketball jerseys or like whatever it is like that I
to be straight.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of. Oh wait. No, I have such a good one. I learned, and this is especially stupid because I'm from San Francisco, but I learned what overcast was. Two years ago, I thought overcast was when they overshot the cast.
Like, it was just like they got the weather wrong.
It was like 65, but they predicted 75. It was overcast.
Yeah, they specifically said the temperature would be higher than it actually was.
So funny. That makes sense.
Yeah, it totally makes sense why you would just hear that and be like, oh, I know what that means. Yeah. Like they overcast.
Always overcast in San Francisco. It's so hard to predict.
Yeah, those guys are always getting it wrong. Can't trust them.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh, I realized the less serious thing. I didn't know the moon was like lit up by the sun. I thought there was just like a dark side and a light side.
That it just
until like senior year of college. Like I thought it just rotated.
No way.
Like glowing?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought there was just like a light side and the dark side. Like, period. Like, that's it. Like, I didn't even think about it. I also thought pepperoni was like just a condiment. I thought condiment was its own category. Like, so I didn't know pepperoni was meat. I thought it was just like a condiment until like eighth grade.
Oh, because it's like a topping.
Yeah, it's a topping, a top. So it's okay. Like, okay, it's not. It's not meat, it's a condiment. But then I saw it at a butcher. I was like, oh, that's meat.
Totally.
you know.
I think my similar like food related thing that I learned very old was like whenever people would drink water and start coughing and say like, oh, it went down the wrong pipe. I was like, in my head, I was sure that our throats had an air pipe, a water pipe, and then like a solids pipe.
Yeah.
And I was so immensely perplexed. Like, when you eat an apple, like, how does it know which parts to like go into the water pipe and which parts to the solid pipe?
Like an intense sorting.
In my
system.
Head, I was like, oh my God, like, my throat has to like choose. Like, that must be so hard. Did not understand it.
There was a girl in my eighth grade class who, like, our teacher used Santa not being real as an analogy for something. And this girl went, God. What do you mean? And he was like, well, since Santa's not real, like, you know, it's something that our parents tell us. And she was like, what do you mean?
What age?
Eighth grade. Wow. And she started crying and had to go. She had to get picked up by her mom. Oh, but she was otherwise totally normal.
Wow. Wait till she finds out about God.
Oh my God. Okay, Austin, do you want to ask a question?
Oh, sure. I usually ask people like, what is it? Well, no, you find out what they like to do before. I don't know. At this point, I'm like, yo, what is your stance on Black Lives Matter or just like racial politics? Like, what's your racial consciousness at this point? Especially if I have to, I mean, I'll ask a Black person this too, because some people are wild, but especially from like when I date white boys, I usually ask that first. So
totally. Good. I mean, I'm fully in support of Black Lives Matter, and it's something that I've found like really important to bring up at work, because I feel like especially in San Francisco, where we have like all this tech going on, where we have like opportunities to publicize Black Lives Matter really intensely, and people don't take those opportunities. It's something that like I try to bring up in a lot of conversations with my coworkers as things that like we need to discuss as well, as like not just like, oh, this is separated from our work. Like, it totally is involved with like every aspect of our lives.
Cool.
Yeah,
is your company pretty white, I imagine?
Parts of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That must be hard to do without being in the office.
Yeah, like we'll have these kind of like forums and just discuss with employees like all over the country, which is interesting, where people will kind of log into these video chats, and instead of it being like only your coworkers that you'd see on a day-to-day, it's like people that are in offices in other states and in other countries even. And so it's interesting to hear everyone's experience with racism, especially within the workplace.
Mm. Yeah.
Dude, my best friend is visiting from DC, and she and her boyfriend went to a bike protest last night, which I knew were happening, but I didn't.
Passed one on my way here.
I didn't know how they worked. But it looked sick as hell. But also, they like don't have signs, so it's like just people chanting on. It just looks like a phalanx of bikes.
Yeah, but the ones I saw had signs. They could bike one handed.
I feel like you need like a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, if you can't hold a sign on the bike. Yeah. Pri was always holding the sign and being on his bike the whole time at protests. And I don't know how he did it. The arm strength required. I simply could not. I walked. Yeah, I mean, we usually have people answer their own question, but do you want to?
Well, you just like don't. You actually don't believe in it at all.
I really don't. I was just quite curious. Okay. So this is done. Goodbye. No, I mean, yeah. I'm down, you know. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's so much more work to be done too.
Have you gone on dates where people are really not aligned with you on Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, that you are filter people out.
No, I guess like that's like more of an introductory question, more to like get a sense of how people answer in general, just because I think most people, right, don't think like they're racist or that they don't internalize things. Like all this stuff is systemic. We're all like learning all these words, right? But essentially, I mean, like I've dated like very like woke people who like work in the Bronx or something, and like with like mostly like Black children and things. But then they don't understand like particular things that occur like between us actually are like not okay at all. And like if like you were like in my shoes, you would like understand like kind of like the racial implications of like the treatment, you know. But like people aren't intending to do that, but they kind of just don't know. So I usually like pick up the slack in relationships when it comes to race, of course, if it's like an interracial relationship. But then I just have like mad serious conversations, and if people can't put up with it, I'm just like, sorry girl. So
bye.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now my mind immediately, I just want to talk about this woman, the new Rachel Dolezal. Is anyone else following this?
Yes.
I can't remember her name. I just remember. I just remember.
I think it's like Tracy. Is it Tracy or Stacy Krug?
Something Krug.
I feel like Tracy sounds familiar to me.
Tracy?
But it's, I mean,
I have no idea.
It's wild. The cognitive dissonance that must be occurring in this woman's mind. This is not going to be a well-researched opinion, but I think she was like an academic and she was pretending to be or identifying as like a Afro-Latina black woman. And
Jessica
she was
Krug.
Full-on just white.
Jessica.
But she was,
she's just white. If you look at her like hair too, just like, oh, baby. Like,
oh, because she take on her
black.
Husband's
I'm
last
so
name.
Sorry. No, she's single. She was like, yeah, I think she's Senegal, right? I have no idea. Anyway, she said she was like Afro-Latina or something. And I'm just like, there's no fucking way.
But
she works in like the Black Studies department too, which is like kind of bad.
Yeah, at a university. I don't know how she was exposed, but it seemed to have all come to a head this weekend.
That's really embarrassing.
But it's also like crazy because I've watched some of the videos. First of all, her accent was so all over the place. And like, I don't know how anyone thought she was from the Bronx. There's a video.
She was faking an accent?
Yes. Horribly.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. She sounded like she was trying to do a bad Rosie Perez impression.
Oh my God. And wait, was she like renowned? Was she well known or like?
Maybe in like academic circles, but okay.
She'd written books. Sounds like in this article.
But then like she would say things sometimes. She was like saying the right things. But then you're like, wait, but you're for like, the dissonance. I just go back to that. It's like, how could you be talking about gentrification as a white woman gentrifying a body? Like,
It's weird. Because that came up, there was some actress who was a white woman who was pretending to be Latina, but she had married like a Latino man. And
she had a Latino classmate.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but she had just been like, pretending using the name in the industry for years.
Wow.
Crazy.
Well, my favorite is that Rachel Dolezal is bisexual as well.
Oh, yeah.
She's coming for all of our identities.
Yeah, didn't she come out like in a cameo?
She's on Cameo?
Yes.
I might have to. No, I shouldn't give her any of my coin, but that would be hilarious to give somebody a cameo. Look,
Jessica Krug is going to be on Cameo any second.
That's a tough thing because they really grab headlines, but it's like, I really don't want to give them any more attention than they are trying to get.
Yeah, it's bizarre that
it really just shows like no press is bad press. Like, I just cancel culture doesn't exist. Like, these people are totally fine after shit like this pops off.
No one is ever actually canceled.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that Carol Baskin wouldn't now have an A-list celebrity career.
Oh, Carol Baskin, Dancing with the Stars. What's your definition of star? First of all,
murderess.
Wait, she's on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, it was just announced.
I never even watched it. Like Dancing with the Stars or whatever it is. Tiger King, right?
Tiger King.
A friend of mine also
did it actually hit?
Confessed recently that he didn't watch Tiger King, and I was like, it's kind of too late. Like,
no, it's not good. It's
if
just
you didn't watch it
talk about.
In early March when everyone was losing their minds, like, it's not,
it's it wouldn't have done well in any
it won't
other
hit
era.
The same,
you know? yeah it was only because we got to watch it, or we were all watching it under duress, that we all bonded with it.
That's true, but it was like surprisingly queer.
Oh, yeah.
He was like a gay polygamist.
He was like, ew. What was he? What do they call grooming? He was like grooming.
Oh, yeah.
Like grooming straight men to like.
Yeah. They were straight men, but he was actually.
Oh, my God.
He was using drugs to turn them gay.
Yeah.
Because he would be like dangle like heroin or whatever and be like, as long as you're my husband.
Yeah.
And then these guys were just addicted. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
It's really crazy.
But yeah, you could skip it.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Let's get there. Okay.
There's better things on Netflix now.
Mm-hmm. Like Selling Sunset.
Is that on Netflix? I still haven't watched it. I know you keep telling me.
That is.
And Chrishell is on Dancing with the Stars as well,
Chrishell
right?
Chrishell as well.
Yeah.
Who's Chrishell?
From Selling Sunset.
Oh, is she Selling Sunset just movie? A reality. I'm so bad with the names. Yeah. I know faces though. I know.
Yeah.
What are you watching right now, Austin?
What am I watching? I'm watching a lot of anime.
Oh, cool. Ooh. Where do you watch
at this
it?
Point, Hulu.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know? Yeah. And then what else? Lovecraft Country. That's been good.
Yeah.
On really HBO. Good.
I like the Lovecraft Country Nixium back-to-back doubleheader.
Oh, I haven't watched
the sex cult.
Oh, I haven't watched the other one. Oh, sex cult. What?
It's like it's called The Vow, right?
It's called The Vow. I watched the latest episode, and it really seems like it was a bunch of like upper class white women looking to fill a gap in their life post the 2016 election. And
oh,
like,
it could have been in Park Slope, basically. I mean,
and it was like upstate New York.
Yeah,
and it was all yeah. Like,
was this the Sarah Lawrence one?
That's a different sex cult.
Got it.
Yeah, this one is all like young professional women, right?
Yeah, or that. Just like wives and like D-list celebrities.
Yeah, but it's a good one. I listened to the podcast. It's very haunting.
They would like brand each other with the leader's initials.
Oh,
on their butts.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a documentary. So these people are like,
there's like three defectors that kind of are.
Wow, there was only the one narrative. During the podcast.
There you go.
There you go. They flipped some more. That's what you want to do.
But yeah, Lovecraft Country is it's so fucking good. I mean, it's such a genre bender.
Yeah, I watched the trailer.
For sure.
It looks really good.
Honestly, scary.
Like, it is scary.
Fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
I keep accidentally. It is really good. I've enjoyed it a lot. I keep accidentally calling it Lovecraft Island.
That would be really interesting.
Find the show. The crossover no one thought was possible. Based on those two shows.
Horny Australians turning into vampire moles. Or sorry, spoiler.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. That's my problem with shows that are kind of scary or like intense is that I really only watch TV before bed, but I don't like watching those shows before bed. So then I have to like reschedule my entire life around like watching an episode.
Yeah,
and
restructure your life for TV.
Yeah. That's and funny. You know, I'm doing it. It just takes a little longer.
Okay, do you guys have your phones on you by chance?
I do.
So are you willing to share with us your like five or just a collection of tabs open on your Safari browser?
Oh.
So it's a real exercise in vulnerability, trust.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm down. I'm really boring today. This is just going to be boring.
One thing I did Google search during our conversation was was huge boobs transracial, which is this woman, and I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to give her publicity, but this woman that I saw in an airport once, who I unfortunately recognize as this like woman with very large breasts that claims to be this transracial. She claims to be a transracial woman.
No.
But she is white.
No.
But she like is like
racial.
It's bad,
always,
very bad.
It's always a white woman.
Yeah.
Okay, other things
those
I've
are
Googled,
quite the
pull off the Scooby Doo mask and it's those huge
I'm not gonna say her name, but would recommend huge boobs transracial.
Those are, dare I say, melons.
Yeah. Sweetie cantaloupe.
I've recently Googled James Charles Jojo Siwa.
Oh, yeah.
What, did they do something together? Yeah.
Yeah, they recently had a collab where James Charles like glammed up Jojo Siwa to show her what like adult glam looks like.
Oh.
And then on Jojo's channel, she did makeup on James Charles that was like
made him
sparkles, very campy.
Look like a rainbow.
Like, yeah, exactly. But like randomly, it was amazing.
Oh.
It looks so good.
Wow, that's good. Good job from both of their PR teams on that.
Totally. To get me to Google it.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un dead, question mark?
Nice. Okay, yeah, that's always a hoax going around, right?
Wait, always is he dead hoax. Or is it the second time he's not dead still, right?
Yeah, this is like the second time he's not giving up power to his sister, even though we think he is.
Okay.
And then probably the biggest one I've Googled recently is the word slay. And it's not because I didn't know what it means, but recently in our family group text, I responded saying, oh, that is a huge slay. And then I wanted to go through the steps that I imagined my dad would go through. and seeing that text. So I Googled slay just to see like what he'd be seeing, click the links that he might click. Kind of pre-trace his steps to see what his introduction to slay would be.
Is he in good hands, you think?
Yeah, Google, I feel like, gave it a very accurate definition.
My dad used to look up all my tweets on Urban Dictionary and would get really mad at me because he thought they were way cruder than they were.
and he
would just like look up every word because he thought it was a euphemism. And one time I tweeted eating a peach more like eating a butt because peaches look like butts, obviously. And my dad looked up eating a peach and I guess it means to eat someone out. And so he thought I tweeted eating someone out more like eating their ass. What would that mean? Mine makes more sense. And he sent me a really mean email.
Only into butt stuff.
This guy just tearing his hair out, like trying to drawing lines between the vagina and the butt.
A Charlie Day meme.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Anyway, Austin, what are your tabs?
I feel like I know you better, Chase.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks. I'm really happy you were learning about me through that.
LOL. Wait, Google search or tabs? Because I did not look at my Google search.
Your tabs, yeah.
My tabs, okay. This author died named Randall Keenan, who I looked up. He has a collection of short stories on Slate. Yeah, these are really boring. I'll just look at my Google searches. I trust y'all.
Oh, for me, my tabs were my Google searches. I'm a big, Google see the results. Too. Totally. Yeah.
Okay, so first one is Chris Evans tattoos. I feel like that's very common. Song of Solomon. I just read that by Toni Morrison. So I was looking up some shit.
It's a good one.
I looked up the Netflix CEO's wife randomly.
Oh, yeah.
Patricia Ann Quinlan.
Oh.
Ooh.
Memorable name.
Kind of a name.
Patricia.
Yeah. But there's a wild photo of her, like, I don't even know if you can see it, where they, like, photoshopped, like, hobo teeth on her. That came up. And so I was like, shot. Looking for probably 20 minutes to figure, not 20 minutes, probably, like, 3 minutes to figure out if it was real or not.
All that Netflix money still won't fix your teeth.
No, honestly, I was like, literally, fix your teeth, girl.
That's the first thing I'm going to do if I ever have money. Invisalign.
I feel like a lot of people do that. Or you could do like a Love Island veneers. Just like go like full out.
The actress in Lovecraft
Country.
Country, thank you. I was gonna say county.
I've done that too.
Has the most amazing teeth. I watched like a few minutes of the first episode and she opened her mouth. Did you guys notice this?
Oh my god,
it's like they're like bright white and they're perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, they're long too. They're like really fucking long.
They're really noteworthy like, teeth, right?
Vampire.
Like SZA has really nice teeth.
Oh, really?
Something I've been noticing.
Yeah, what have I?
Yeah.
Just looking at my tabs.
Like her teeth are gorgeous. I'm like, what the
amazing.
Fuck?
It's so rare that I see like, a celebrity and notice. Ray. Yeah. Oh, really?
No. Yeah, just, like,
she
long
does,
white teeth.
She does have good teeth.
It's like the opposite of when you notice that Tom Cruise's teeth aren't centered.
That
totally.
Me up.
Whoa.
That really fucked me up.
Yeah, you should look it up. Harry, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, I feel like I interrupted. Were there any more that were interesting?
I have the new lyrics to SZA's new song pulled up.
Oh yeah.
It's different. That sounds good.
Ooh, the one that came out last night?
Yeah, just it's hot off the press.
Wow.
It's good. I liked it.
It's really good.
Harry's looking at the teeth album. And his mouth is wide open.
That's crazy.
Wide open. Oh yeah.
I do have the Joe Biden store pulled up.
Oh, you gonna do it? Wait, if you get a sticker, I'll get one.
I don't think so. I just wanted to see what the options were. There's a cat collar that, and it's called the No Meow Larky.
No.
No Meow Larky cat collar.
Wait. When you said cat collar, I really thought you meant like one who cat calls.
Oh, no,
yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah, Joe Biden looking hot. Yeah.
There's also a onesie that says, my parents are voting for Joe.
There's a mask.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf was rocking a Biden mask.
I think I'm going to...
Nude.
Hey, dump Trump. Flush the turd on November 3rd. So my dad sent me that text.
I'm working in the polls.
That's great. I tried to, but you have to be a New York registered voter, and I'm registered in California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm registered here. I don't care about
but
California.
Either way, I'm going to vote twice. So
like he told us.
He told us to. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm only following Madam President, you know?
I cannot believe he called people that lost their life in war losers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how you know that he is
so
not
crazy.
Thinking. That's
it's
how
so
you know.
Insane.
When did he do that? Aren't those like his people?
That's exactly. What I thought.
Don't, That's what I don't get.
They definitely stand Trump for sure.
Yeah, but the military moves as a unit. So like if they decide that they don't like Trump anymore, like they're just all going to decide they don't like Trump anymore.
That's the thing is like Trump definitely hates all the like Midwestern overweight white people that vote for him. Like he hates them.
Yeah,
because they're not like.
Yeah, he hates most people.
He wants chic voters. He wants like hot voters.
He wishes he had hot girls for Trump.
Okay, should we do 5 minutes here?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
gonna leave you guys alone for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll still be kind of around, but we are gonna kind of remove ourselves.
We're hanging out.
Yeah.
And get to know each other.
Yeah, you can get to know each other and we'll just be back in 5 minutes.
And we'll be listening and watching your every move.
Yeah. Gently.
Surveillance.
Yeah.
Surveillance state.
Big brother.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, Austin. So how has your quarantine been?
It's been really good, to be honest. Yeah, like I have a lot of friends that like live near here and just like chill in the park. I just go to the park a lot,
mm-hmm.
read, play music, talk to my mom, I guess.
Nice.
She's chilling, you know. What about you?
Where do you live?
She lives in Chicago. So my entire family's in Chicago still.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm having this big problem with my mom where I think that she... is just like bored and she's not like going out that much. And I feel like she doesn't know she's guilting me, but she definitely like puts me on these guilt trips of like, ooh, like you should move back home.
You're like, no, ma'am, I'm not trying to do that shit.
Totally. No, ma'am, I love you, but no.
Like, I love you, but boundaries. Yeah. Most people I know who've moved back, like, and if they still have the option to not move back, like they're regretting it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Where are you from?
Well, I am originally, my parents live in the Bay Area, and at the very beginning of COVID, I completely tore my Achilles tendon.
Oh, shit.
A couple days later, I got surgery. And so the first 3 months of quarantine for me was living at home in a full leg cast, just like lying in bed as my parents took care of me. And so I like feel really privileged that I had my parents nearby to like take care of me and like bring me water. Like I was like truly like unable to move around. And then I finally had to tell them like, you guys have been so good to me, but I need to go. Like I love you both for literally like beck and call for the last 3 months, but I actually have to go.
Yeah. Fuck. That sucks. Can you like walk? Ish.
I can walk now. Yeah. It's been, I do physical therapy once a week, which is really interesting. Like I'm wearing a mask, my therapist's wearing a mask and she like massages me and we do workouts together.
Okay. You just do foot stuff, I guess, once a week. Okay.
Yeah. Word. Just foot stuff.
At least you're young. I feel like that shit will like take somebody like out, you know, if you're like,
yeah. Old. It's actually pretty rare to tear your Achilles like before you're 35.
How did you do it? Like,
I was playing soccer and I felt like someone threw a lacrosse ball at my leg incredibly hard. and I turned around and like looked for the crossball on the ground. I like looked around for the crossball, didn't see it. I looked up, tried to find lacrosse players, and as soon as I literally saw no one, I was like, oh my God, like I can't trust any inputs to my body right now. And it was more like a confusion of being unable to trust my body with this immense pain in my leg. And then I like kind of immediately knew what happened, and these very sweet straight soccer boys on my team like carried me to my Uber, and I went to the ER that night.
Okay, straight allies. Yeah. That's good.
Straight allies. True.
I mean, that sounds traumatizing, but okay, you made it out though.
I made it out. Moved on. Yeah. Trying to reconnect my body.
Your foot. Weird.
Have you ever had a traumatic tendon or bone breakage?
Actually, yeah. Like third day of high school, my patella tendon. Yeah, third day, my patella tendon snapped. I used to be like a very competitive volleyball player, like very gay. And so it just like I jumped up like to like spike, and then I heard like a really loud, like just like the loudest pop I've ever heard in my entire life. And then I remember I was midair, I was looking around, I was like, did anybody else hear that? And then like I like hit the ball, and then I came like tumbling down, and then like my knee was like the size of like a honeydew, like immediately within like.
Are we in tryouts, or are we like practice, or like a game?
Yeah, this was tryouts for like a travel team or some shit.
Damn.
Like, freshman year, but honestly, it was kind of nice. I just like got out of a lot of things for a while, and like I recovered very quickly, you know. And it was like new school. It was like a very easy like talking point. Like people were like super nice, actually.
Totally,
like
you were that kid. You had a thing.
I was that kid. I was like crutching around and shit. So
made me feel bad for me.
No, exactly. They're like, oh my God, you're new and you have a broken leg. No fucking friends. Okay, cool. We'll be nice to you. Who's calling
me? Totally.
Who's calling me? But yeah, so trauma. Share trauma. That's nice. What else do we share? You know? What music do you listen to?
What music do I listen to? Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Saweetie.
Oh my God, word.
Yeah, really addicted to her right now.
I feel that.
A lot of... have you watched I May Destroy You at all on HBO?
I'm up to like episode 5 or something.
Me too. I'm right in the middle.
Yeah, okay, word.
And I don't want to spoil anything for the listeners. but the I May Destroy You playlist on Spotify, I've been listening to a lot.
Yeah, that's really fucking good. I already listened to that, I feel like, a good amount. And like Insecure, it's all like any of the like people who put on like real shows, I feel like, on HBO have good music.
Totally, like a lot of really awesome British rappers that I didn't know about before.
Yeah, UK has something going on, you know.
Totally.
It's like maybe I should move there when I need to escape this country.
What are you listening to right now?
A lot of Chloe and Halle, and a lot of Megan.
Yes. Yes. WAP.
WAP. What else? You can open my Spotify. Keitra released like this instrumental version of his last album, so I've been listening to that a little bit, which is cute. And then SZA, of course. So.
Totally. I actually haven't listened to the new SZA.
It's good. It's like Ty Dolla Signs on it.
Ooh.
It's a vibe. Yeah, it's very chill. Nice. You know, it's her like typical, like, I don't know what she's saying. I'll look it up later on Genius, but like, I know that she's giving me lyrics, you know?
She's serving lyrical gold.
Exactly.
But no idea what's happening.
No idea. Someone said she like sings in italics, and I fucking hollered. Like, I thought that was like
totally
a description. Yeah.
Yeah, like you have italic singers, you have cursive singers, and you have bold singers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have like all lowercase, but like regular for sure.
Yeah. That's my Ariana Grande impression.
I was like, oh. Yeah. I was like, is that how we say yeah? Okay. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we interrupting something?
Hey guys. Did you want to sing? Or?
I did just want to say, yeah, the I May Destroy You soundtrack, it's like all Tierra Whack. It's fucking amazing.
I love Tierra Whack so much.
Yeah, me too.
Just give me HBO anything and I will eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
You guys were like kind of harmonizing there.
With our yes?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, like acapella.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have flashbacks?
Yeah, acapella. Referential. Yeah. I'm listening.
Uh-oh.
It's a callback. Yeah. Well, we're kind of here at the end of our time, but do you guys have, I mean, I guess any kind of pressing questions for each other or anything you want to plug, like social media or
organizations,
books, like, you know, whatever, really?
This is your space.
Yeah.
Chase has
I feel
a
like we're so anon. Is there anything I should be plugging of my own? I don't really do anything, honestly.
And you always have the option to plug my social media.
Oh, I love that. My social media is Proud Family theme song.
Oh,
I'm public.
My God.
Why not?
What a bop.
You know?
Such a good theme song.
Such a good fucking theme song, you know?
I can't believe you got that handle. It's pretty, like, impressive.
I've been
it's so long.
What's the theme song going to get it?
I don't know.
Is it spelled exactly correctly?
Yeah, it's spelled, yeah, exactly.
Who sings it?
Apparently it's coming back now.
Well, I just mean, like, that's, you know, a
was
cultural...
It a- Did Destiny's Child sing it? Some like famous girl group?
It was Solange featuring Destiny's Child.
Mm, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
What?
Oh, yeah, God. It's good.
I binged it way too recently when I was like 17.
Really?
I recorded all the episodes because I watched it when I was young, and then I had my parents' DVR, so every time I was on, I would record
TiVo.
It.
Damn.
TiVo, right?
Do you know how I was introduced to TiVo? I was introduced to TiVo at Charlie Kirk's house because we used to be friends in grade school. Do you know who Charlie
Wait,
Kirk is?
Yeah, the like MAGA monster?
Yes, the guy from the fucking RNC.
What?
I played basketball with Charlie Kirk for fucking years. We were like really good growing up.
I'm gonna spill the tea. Was he good?
No, he was not good. He was very much like, I mean, yes, he was like fine. Dude. He actually wasn't terrible. He's not as bad as you would think. But he was like, he was gluten intolerant before he knew what that was. And so people would always just like fucking drag him for his disgusting smelling sandwiches in the cafeteria.
And that's what radicalized him.
Yes, that's what literally radicalized him. And the fact that he could wear like glasses on the court or whatever.
Damn.
He wore glasses on the court? Nerd.
Yeah. For him to be gluten intolerant.
Right? Unacceptable.
Really confusing.
That was like a gateway intolerance for him.
No. Gateway intolerance. Wow, that's a good concept.
Is he the one who... Wait, I'm just Googling him really quick. There's like Ben Shapiro and then Charlie Kirk. Oh, no. I thought the... Okay. I was thinking of the high schoolers who yelled at the Native man playing the drum.
That guy also spoke at the RNC, though. Nicholas Sandman. Why
Thank
do
you.
I know
See,
this?
See, I couldn't tell their names apart.
No more names. Don't say their names.
Don't say their names.
Well, that's crazy that you played basketball with him. Him.
Yeah. So I guess that's my... Is that my plug?
I take it you fell out.
Plugging his basketball career.
Yeah. And then he's gluten intolerant, so I don't know. I don't condone. Never mind. I just want to
plug for gluten. Okay.
Yeah, plug for gluten. As we stand gluten.
Chase.
I'll plug in a major way Black Lives Matter, and then in a less major way, my Instagram, Chase Ports. Follow me there.
Yeah, Chase made a great filter for Instagram once.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a little tattoo, little Apple Pay face tat.
Yeah, it's
so you can
made me
find
look
it
so
on his
hot.
Page, and you'll look hot as hell.
Yeah,
check it out, use it, post it, tag me. Yeah.
Chase is the best. Chase made an Instagram that like set the tone for a generation of what people would do to try to stylize their Instagrams. Like everybody just copied Chase.
Wow, that is
that's an assertion I'm willing to make. Yeah,
Chase-tagram.
Yeah, all these people do
that's
it.
That's a legacy.
Chase started.
That is a legacy.
Yeah. Anything you want to plug?
No, just
oh yeah,
our Patreon,
our
which
Patreon.
Is now live.
Our
so
Patreon
if you're
is...
hearing this in the future, it's live.
Oh,
and... hundreds of people subscribe.
Oh, I see. Once this one comes out, it'll have been out for a week.
Yeah,
so that's why the bets make even more sense.
Times are tough, but it comes with a lot of good shit. So check it out.
Yeah,
including or not including hairy nudes.
Including
for a
that's
small
really
price
awesome.
Of $5
taken by my boyfriend.
They're very
Free,
tasteful
right?
nudes, I'll say.
A couple. who, by the way, Chase introduced me to.
I did introduce you to your boyfriend.
Yeah, so we're kind of returning the favor for you here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hey, boyfriend.
And if Austin can get you a job, then you'll have done all the same papers.
I also did introduce you to your employer for a little bit.
My employer.
Totally.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Great.
Thanks for listening and tune in next week.
Woo!